At the beginning of this new year, I would like to extend my warmest greetings to you. This past year, we have been observing the ceremony known as the commemoration on the accession of the Jodo Shinshu tradition since last October. This service will be continuing until the end of May over 10 sessions.And a total of 80 days. The participation of the many delegates from both domestic and overseas districts has revitalized the atmosphere of all of our temple activities. And for that, I am truly happy and grateful to each and every one of you.Through holding the service together with you, fellow named followers, I am able to personally experience how the Jodo Shinshu teaching has not only been passed down to us over the span of nearly 800 years, but also how it has been delivered to many regions of the world beyond national borders.I believe that we have the Jodo Shinshu teaching today precisely because it served as the spiritual foundation for all of the preceding named followers. Shinran Shonin revealed his understanding of the Dharma known today as Jodo Shinshu Buddhism. It is teaching for those of us.Who constantly struggle with various worries and hardships in life. Let us continue to listen to the teaching and share our own appreciation of the Dharma with family and friends in the hope that we can follow the named path together with them. January 1st, 2017, Otani Koujun.門主浄土真宗本願寺派
南無阿弥陀仏 and Happy New Year. As we begin this new year, please let me express my warmest aloha and best wishes to you, and my wish that you have a safe, peaceful, and reflective new year. In this new year, I would like to emphasize reflection, including self-reflection. We need to reflect not only on the world, but also our own self.When we deeply reflect on what is happening around the world, including our own nation, there is room for serious concern as aggression, violence, hatred, discrimination, inequality, and suspicion erupt time and time again. However, what is also important to realize is that hurtful and harmful acts and actions don't just happen, but arise from our thoughts. At times, it may seem all too overwhelming. However,Let us not lose hope. I plead, whether you are Buddhist or not, let us avail ourselves to all-inclusive wisdom, letting it guide us, and may we be inspired by all-embracing compassion, which values all life equally. The Jodo Shinshu teachings share that the Bodhisattva Dhammakara, Amida Buddha, reaches out and gives hope to all equally, being especially mindful.Not to forget the spiritually lost foolish being, which is none other than me, by promising the attainment of enlightenment by the Buddha's great compassion. Shinran Shonin's conclusion of the larger Sukhavativyuha Sutra is that, quote, all sentient beings, as they hear the Buddha's name, realize even one thought moment of Shinjin, entrusting heart and joy, which is directed to them from Amida's sincere mind,And aspiring to be born in that pure land, they then attain birth and dwell in the stage of non-retrogression of attaining perfect enlightenment. End quote. According to Shin Buddhism, the most compassionate and wise Buddha, Amida, especially calls out to the foolishly lost and confused by saying, Eric, please entrust yourself to me, calling my name Namo Amida Butsu.I promise to lead you out of suffering and sorrow, to to the perfect peace and happiness of supreme nirvana. Out of the joy and gratitude of true and trusting, for being unconditionally accepted without judgment, emerges a deep lament about this imperfect self and an aspiration to try to live a more Dharma-centered life. In one of his letters, Shinran Shoning states, quote, "There was a time for each of you when you knew nothing of Amida's vow and did not say the name of Amida Buddha. But now, guided by the compassionate means of Shakyamuni and Amida, you have begun to hear the vow. Formerly, you were drunk with the wine of ignorance and had a liking only for the three poisons of greed, anger, and folly. But since you have begun to hear the Buddha's vow, you have gradually rejected the three poisons and come to prefer at all times the medicine of Amida Buddha." End quote. Further says the late Reverend Jitsuen Kakehashi, quote, "The turning of heart means forsaking the human-centered way of thinking and placing the teaching of the Tathagata at the center of our thought. Being saved means that with Dharma-centered values, a new view of life is established in ourselves. In our daily life, we are liable to be dictated by our self-centered thoughts, but in the mind of Nembutsu practitioners who are saddened and pained by this reality, there is a reoccurring transformation in which, with the heart and mind of the Tathagata's great wisdom and great compassion, we come to look back at our own thoughts and behaviors. When we look at the world with an ordinary human mind, it is distinctly divided into things we love and things we hate. But with the mind of the Tathagata, we are made to know that everyone is equally the Tathagata's indispensably important child. From that standpoint, we realize that we are all brothers and sisters and fellow human beings. Then slowly but steadily, we come to reflect on our self-centered thoughts, reject blind passions, and make efforts to see things and live our lives in a way that can be approved by the Tathagata." End quote. It is said that those who receive the heart and mind of the Buddha, true and trusting, gain the benefit of having great joy in our hearts, the benefit of being aware of Amida's benevolence and of responding in gratitude to the Buddha's virtue, and the benefit of constantly practicing great compassion. The person of true and trusting, the person of Nembutsu, having become aware of this great wisdom and compassion, finding oneself joyously and gratefully embraced by it, joins the countless Buddhas of the universe, like the historic Buddha Shakyamuni, in praising the wonderful virtues of Amida Buddha and the Pure Land. In other words, they find themselves sharing their joy and gratitude with others. As Shinran Shoning said, "I praise Amida's wisdom and virtue so that beings with mature conditions throughout the 10 quarters may hear. Let those who have already realized Shinjin constantly respond in gratitude to the Buddha's benevolence." As Shin Buddhists, let us respond to Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion by reciting Namo Amida Butsu and trying to live a life centered on the Dharma. May we share our awareness, joy, and gratitude of great wisdom and compassion so others can come to know about it. Again, I believe that anyone can be guided and inspired by great wisdom and compassion, which is inclusive of all and equally compassionate to all. Truly, as Shinran Shoning said, may there be peace in the world and may the Buddha's teaching spread. To conclude, once again, Happy New Year to one and all, and may your new year be reflective, safe, and peaceful. Namo Amida Butsu.